We will now take testimony on House Bill 1033. Welcome, Mr. Lyngstad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Larry Lyngstad. I'm here representing the South Dakota Real Estate Commission. And I apologize for not wearing a badge this morning. However, I have a different reason than Randy did. I haven't received mine. It's lost somewhere between the Secretary of State's office and our office. So I think a second request has been put in. But Mr. Canold assured me this morning he would not hold me in contempt of the committee, so I appreciate that. House Bill 1033, on the surface, I think, is a pretty simple measure. Simply what it does, it removes reference to a two-party exam for getting a license as a real estate broker or a salesperson. And in the past several years, we have been attempting to streamline the process for licensing through education, examination, and then application, and made several changes in that regard. The one change we didn't make was to combine the two parts of the exam. We currently have a national portion and a state law portion of the exam, and since last July, we now have the ability to offer the exam via computer, so it's now easier to mix and match questions and combine provide a more comprehensive and a more thorough examination process. And so now that we have that ability, what we're proposing is that we remove reference to the two-part exam, to the retaining and passing score to one part once and then having to take both parts the next time, but making a more comprehensive exam. There are situations where someone coming from another state only has to take the state law part of the exam because they've already passed the national part in their state or jurisdiction. With the computer administration of the exam, we have the ability to sort out those items, and so that's not an issue. So what this would do would be just to combine the two parts, or allow us to combine the two parts of the exam and not reference a two-part examination any longer. I would entertain any questions.
Are there any questions? I would have one.
Okay.
So you're saying when someone, because I've taken that test, and I know that there's been a substantial portion of the people that take it fail the state portion and pass, or at least they did when I took the test. If someone comes from outside the state who has passed the Minnesota exam, all they need to do then is still pass the state portion. Is that correct?
That's correct.
If we pass this bill, can you still administer just the state?
Yes, we can, because by using the computer administration, we can mix the questions. There's a certain amount of overlap between the state law questions and the national exam items, and those would be mixed in the exam so that when someone takes the exam, they don't know whether it's a state law question or whether it's just a general national question. But those questions can be keyed in the exam so that the testing company then, when somebody only needs to take that portion of it, someone coming from another state only needs to take the state law portion of it, that's all that they would be administered.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? Representative Broderick.
Thank you. Does your office administer the national or federal exam?
Our office doesn't administer. It's administered by a national company, a company that administers for a number of states. It's a third party that administers the exam.
Okay. May I continue then? So a third party administers the exam, both federal and state.
That's correct.
And is the exam in two parts?
It is in two parts.
Then, if the applicant fails one part, they have to retake the total exam?
The way it is now, the two-part exam, if they fail either part twice, then they have to retake the entire exam.
But under this scenario where we're repealing this section of the law, if the applicant fails one part of the exam, does that applicant have to retake the entire exam?
If this statute is repealed, the exam would be administered as a single exam.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions? President Kolinsky.
So you're saying if someone came, for example, from Minnesota or Iowa and had passed their exam, they only have to answer the questions that refer to South Dakota. But a South Dakota person who had passed those national questions is going to have to answer all of them.
Well, actually, if someone came from Minnesota or Iowa, they wouldn't have to answer any questions because we have reciprocity with those states. We have reciprocity with approximately 20 states. There are very few licensees that would come into South Dakota that would be required to pass any part of the examination, except in those instances where those states won't grant reciprocity to South Dakota.
So if there is not reciprocity granted between South Dakota and whatever state they come from, the person coming from that state who is licensed in that state only has to take the South Dakota section?
They're exempt from the national part. That's correct.
But South Dakota people who have passed the national section are not exempt from that if they have to retake the exam, if this goes into effect.
If they don't pass the test, if they don't pass the licensing exam, they would take the entire licensing exam. It would be scored as one part. Typically, people will pass the state law part of the test. They will not pass the national portion of the test. We think it would make it more reliable and a more valid examination because of the difficulty and sometimes in separating the two parts of the test.
Mr. Chairman,
President Brown,
I want to understand what we're talking about. Is it my understanding is that you give one test? In that test, the national and the state are commingled in that test.
That's correct. There are 140 items on the exam. 40 of those items are designated, if you will, as state license law, the state license law part of it. 100 of the items are over the national part of the test. And part of the problem, and I don't want to get into test reliability and validity and all of those issues, but when you have one test of 100 items and one of only 40 items, there are some differences in the reliability and validity of the two exams. By combining the two exams into a 140-item exam, the exam would be more reliable, and I think it would better indicate the overall ability of the individual.
Follow up.
Go ahead, Representative Brown.
So it's my understanding that you take the whole test, and therefore, if you fail that test, you take it over again, or do you separate the questions that he passed on the national and the ones he passed on the state?
Currently, it's scored as two exams. It's scored as a national exam and a state exam. If they fail either part, they retake the part they failed. Now, if they fail that part the second time, they retake the whole exam, the entire exam. Where the problem comes in is some people may take the test three and four times. A majority of the people don't. But if they wind up doing that, for some reason there gets to be confusion on when you count, where you count from. They want to count from the last time they took the exam, for example. And so when they register, they may register for the wrong part or the wrong exam, where they may take only one part when they should have taken both parts. Now they've paid for the exam, but they didn't take the entire exam, and therein lies part of the problem.
Any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Linkstick. Are there any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, Dean Corbin, I represent South Dakota Association.
We're online, so you might want to get up to the microphone.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Dean Krogman, I represent South Dakota Association of Realtors, and we're in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Krogman. Any questions of Mr. Krogman? Thank you. Any further proponents? House Bill 1033. Hearing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1033. Nobody opposes any of the bills this morning. If not, I will close the session to public testimony and open it up for committee discussion.
Chairman, I move to pass.
Motion to pass. Is there a second?
Second
by Representative Galinsky. Any discussion? No questions? I'll entertain all those in favor will say aye. Opposed, no. Secretary, call the roll. Motion by Mr. Broderick is put on consent, seconded by Representative Olson. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We are humming along. Consent.